Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 738. My body has a story. And perfection is lame and these things are better. Both by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there with permission from the websites. Now, I have two articles for you today, both from Neghar Fanouni. Some of her articles might sound strange being read by a man, as they're often geared towards women and speak about women's bodies. So bear with me if it sounds funny. But I promise these articles are great and apply to everyone. Oh, and hey, it's the middle of the week, so we're due for a little inspiration. Quote, "Begin each day anew and forgive yourself for yesterday." Anonymous. And with that, let's get right to today's two posts as we optimize your life. My Body Has a Story by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. This morning, as I was about to hop into the shower, I just so happened to glance in the mirror. I'm not sure why or what drew my attention, but my eyes were drawn to my breasts, and I suddenly noticed something I hadn't seen before: stretch marks. Stretch marks aren't new to me by any means. I have them on my legs, my butt, and hips. I've had some since I was a teenager, and others occurred during my pregnancy 9 years ago. But these little guys, they caught me by surprise. It's possible they've been around for ages, and I had simply never noticed them. But either way, this was the first I'd seen of them. So, in an effort to demystify this situation, I figured I should question the person who probably looks at my body even more than I do, my husband. I walked into John's office, butt naked, shower cap on my head, I mean, let's be honest, I don't often wash my hair, and asked, "Have you seen these before?" John replied, quite nonchalantly, I might add, that he hadn't. I said, rather perplexed, that neither had I. And then you know what I did? I got in the shower and moved on with my life. Because here's the deal. I have stretch marks. I have cellulite. I have quote-unquote imperfections. I also have a strong, capable body that boasts delts of doom and quadzillas. I can do pull-ups in the double digits and deadlift twice my body weight on command. I honor my body. I never take movement for granted. I am a powerful person whose body is made from, among other things, skin, muscle, and fat. Things that can and will sometimes change with the natural flow of life. I've weighed 115 pounds while in the United States Air Force basic training, 175 pounds the day I had my son, and 130 pounds today, and everywhere in between. My body changes. My body has been through 27 hours of childbirth, 2 hours of pushing, and 12 months of breastfeeding. I have brought a human into this world. He is compassionate, empathic, loyal, funny, curious, and kind. He makes me laugh and gives me a reason to embody strength. He is proud to have a strong mother, and is actually the one to whom the credit for the "because muscles" motto goes to. My body has a story, and I only get to decide what that story means. What kind of story will I allow my body to tell? Will it be a sad story, the kind where I feel sorry for myself, nitpicking at every little detail, and feeling less than worthy because of a few flaws? Or is it a powerful story, a story of nurturing, growth, discovery, and the multitude of things this body has accomplished over the years? The only person who gets to tell that story is me. In the past, I've hated my body into hiding. I've allowed self-loathing and feelings of unworthiness to dictate my path, and I've let shame back me into a dark corner. I've striven for perfection, and I've even been mean to my beautiful body and treated it like it just wasn't good enough. That didn't serve me well at all. That's not the story I want to tell. The story I want to tell is far more meaningful than that. My story is filled with love, learning, laughter, and tears. My story is powerful and uniquely mine. It's the story of a mother, a wife, a friend, a veteran, a colleague, and a woman imbued with radiant strength and relentless positivity. My story is about freedom. Freedom from shaming my form. Freedom from hating my body into leanness. Freedom from societal constructs of what a woman should be. Freedom to be 100% unapologetically me. I have stretch marks, and with that, I will keep moving forward on this beautiful adventure. Perfection is lame, and these things are better. By Nikhar Fanuni of NikharFanuni.com. Things I would rather be doing than trying to have a perfect body, be a perfect mom, run a perfect business, and live a perfect life. Eating tacos. Laughing until my belly hurts, and maybe even pee a little. Don't judge me. Pull-ups. Teaching pull-ups. Watching videos of kick folks doing pull-ups. Making up silly dance moves and not caring who sees them. Just kidding. I actually want everyone to see them. Skateboarding with my son. Snuggling with my husband. Listening to Tupac when I need to manifest my inner gangsta. Listening to Fleetwood Mac when I need to manifest my inner gypsy. Gardening, also known as talking out loud to my plants and begging them not to die on me. Writing poems. Daydreaming about what it would be like to go to Hogwarts. Yoga on my patio, even though my dogs think yoga means lick mom's face when she goes upside down. Watching The Princess Bride for the millionth time and defending myself when John calls me Vizzini. Wondering what my dogs are doing when I'm not home. Cartwheels, but only on the one side, because why is the other side so hilariously impossible? Texting my friends in all emojis. Laying on the beach and reading a really juicy book. Eating Justin's peanut butter cups. Talking about Justin's peanut butter cups. Sharing Justin's peanut butter cups. You get the idea. This is a list of some of my favorite things. Things that I get to do every day, should I so desire. That are so much more fulfilling than any hustle for perfection could ever be. Now, how about you? What are all the lovely and meaningful and silly things you'd rather be doing than stressing out about how you're not lean enough, not strong enough, not successful enough, not rich enough, just not good enough? How would you rather spend your time than beating yourself up because you're not a better mom, wife, woman, or athlete? Go ahead, make a list. Keep it handy so you can add to it, amend it, and refer to it when you're feeling the tug of perfection, the sting of rejection, the pain of, well, just about anything. Because this is your bliss. These seemingly mundane and commonplace things are what make up the beautiful existence of your one and only life. Perfect is a state that is completely unreachable and mythological, but bliss is a state you can occupy anytime, anywhere, any way you please. Isn't that extraordinary? You just listened to the posts titled, My Body Has a Story, and Perfection is Lame, and These Things Are Better, both by Nigar Fanuni of NigarFanuni.com.
When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Getting out of a negative state of mind is really challenging at times. We've all been there. I've been there myself. In fact, just the other day, I was reading Bradley Cooper's biography. I had just watched A Star is Born and wondered where he got the inspiration to remake that film. And whether this is true or not, I'm not exactly sure, but I read that he had, similar to his character, struggled with some addiction in his past and some very dark times. According to this article, it got really dark in his life because a regular character that he portrayed started to get cut from the show. His character's screen time started to decrease, and he saw the writing on the wall. And unfortunately, that sent him down a downward spiral. He wanted to be an actor more than anything and felt this slipping away. It's those moments where you start to question, why am I doing this? Is this really for me? Have I followed a career path where I'm not going to be successful? Am I built for something else? And it's, again, so easy to go down that spiral of negativity. We kind of have to force ourselves out of that situation. And one of the best things to do, as Ms. Fanuni mentioned, is simply write down the things that we enjoy or that we're grateful for right now. Research is actually showing that a gratitude journal, writing down 1, 2, 3, 5 things every day for which you're grateful, actually helps change our brain chemistry. If you want to read more about that, there is some great data published by Dr. Sean Acor. He basically says that by keeping a gratitude journal, you're changing the way the brain focuses on events that happen in your life. You're now going to focus on the positive. You're basically changing your perception, but in a more permanent way. By searching for things you're grateful for, as opposed to things you're ungrateful for, things that are stressing you out, you're now focusing, by default, on the positive. All right, before I go, if you want to meet some like-minded people and participate in bonus book giveaways and lots more, come join our Facebook group. You can search for Optimal Living Daily Podcast on Facebook to find it and request access. Or you can use our shortcut link. It's oldpodcast.com/Facebook. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.